My brother gave me two tomato plants last spring. I made a couple of fair to say schoolboy errors. The first one was it's a bit of a sort of embarrassing admission to make. Haven't told my brother this, so sorry, bro. But shortly after he gave me the plant, one of the plants, I dropped a small bag of sugar on the plant, and it was dead.
How about the other plant?
Slightly more success with the second plant, in that I sort of nurtured it indoors for a while, watering it regularly as you're sort of supposed to do, keeping it in a sort of well-lit area, but not too well-lit, which is important. And then I planted it outside on our little sort of balcony potting area, but that was where my trouble started, really. I put it out too early. It was still really windy. It was only April or May or something, and it was just buffeted by the conditions and died.
Did you get any tomatoes from it at all?
No. I got some sort of little sort of green sort of bullet style one started to grow, but it just died so quickly they were inedible.
Sounds pretty tragic.
It was disappointing, to be honest, yeah.
Has that put you off farming at home altogether?
To an extent, yeah. Haven't tried anything since. Slightly sort of scarred by the whole debacle, to be
What would be
quite
your
honest.
tips to people who want to try growing things at home?
Take care of your plants. Don't drop things on them is the most sort of obvious thing. Yeah, always wait before putting them outside because you probably think it's sort of time. I'd say when you think it's time, give it another couple of weeks just in case the weather is sort of too strong for the plant.
What could sway you to try growing things at home again?
If I was given plants, I would definitely do it. Would I sort of buy plants? Yes, it would have to be cheap. I'd have to sort of know exactly what I was doing, but yeah, I would give it another go. If you do sort of get plants and grow food from them successfully, it's going to be cheaper in the long term. If you fail, it's not. It's just going to be a costly exercise. It's probably healthier as well because stuff that you grow yourself is going to be, unprocessed, etc. And a fun sort of activity slash pastime.
Would you encourage others to grow things at home?
Definitely. Go for it.